News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mr. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, we always appreciate his assistance. Matt Catrillo is enjoying his breakfast over in the newsroom, a high-fiber snack of some type or another. That's over in the newsroom. And over here in the studio, we're going to sing happy birthday to Elizabeth Stark. Welcome aboard, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, birthday girl as she's parading around the building.
Yes,
I got really nervous there. I was like, oh my gosh, do we really have to sing?
No, we don't really
Okay,
have to
thank
sing.
Goodness.
And the other voice, Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian. They're both part of the team of just super informed and forward-thinking, deeply caring registered dietitians at Wise Markets.
I love all those descriptors.
Yeah, well, fabulous. I've heard some of your responses to people in the stores, and I thought, well, that's somebody that's not just passing off a quick answer that you happen to know the answer to. You're really trying to help people, especially in the stores and probably online and at the other venues as well. All right, so we got a couple of things. New Year is here, so a lot of folks are at the gym working out. New Year's resolutions are kind of out there. Let's talk about that. If I set a New Year's resolution, there might be even more I could do. Tell me about this idea.
That's right. So, you know, of course, it is the time that most folks are setting some kind of goal or maybe creating some different intentions for the year ahead. You know, we're like, resolutions are so old and they're kind of like, it's not a thing anymore. Let's focus on bucket list items. So in our current and brand new Healthy Bites magazine that you can find online and in all of our stores at healthybites.wisemarkets.com, we have some really fun and creative bucket list items. And they all do kind of center around healthy living and healthy cooking. But they just have a little bit more of a fun twist that you might be able to adhere to longer than a typical resolution. So one of my favorites is to elevate your cooking skills. So we know that cooking at home is very beneficial. It's more cost effective. If you're engaging with your family when you're cooking, it's a great way to spend time together. So maybe trying to experiment with a new cooking technique or a new skill that you are not familiar with. And it could just be something as simple as learning to maybe prepare an avocado if you've never done so, or maybe something more involved like braising a meat or seeding a pomegranate, making homemade ravioli or pasta, and just really getting in the kitchen and experimenting. And the more you can bring the family together, that's even all the better. So that would be one kind of fun recommendation that
you
can do.
So a new recipe, new ingredient, if you haven't done much quinoa, but you like it elsewhere, something like that.
Exactly. And that's just, again, a good resource, that we're here for, is if you don't know what a product is, you see it on the shelves. I mean, every year there's new products hitting the markets, and this time of year in particular, we have a lot of new product launches. So if you see unfamiliar things out there, contact us and we'll happily give you some suggestions and usage ideas. And if we don't know one, we'll find it out,
we'll be able to
share it with you.
Yeah, I just love this idea of the bucket list because I don't know exactly what the statistics are, but resolutions just do not last. I think most people are kind of done with a resolution
already
by January, early February. So the idea of a bucket list, if you think about having a bucket list, it's all these fun things you want to do with your life. So make that bucket list for the year. And I came across this quote, and it's on my Instagram a while ago. So it says, so what if instead of thinking about solving your whole life, you just think about adding additional good things? One at a time, just let your pile of good things grow. So that's kind of the idea of this bucket list. So just try to look at the positive. So I had an idea this morning and now it's gone, but should have written it down. I tell you, I have post-it notes everywhere at my office. But so instead of thinking like going to the gym is a punishment, think how great is it? My body is strong and I'm able to work out like this. And so now I'm able to run with my kids or my nieces and nephews and, look at the positive versus the negative and you're going to have so much better outcomes.
I know my lovely bride bought a new pot and it was a game changer in the kitchen. She got rid of the old, it's just this big cast iron thing. I don't know what it is.
And sometimes it's as simple as starting with something like that or getting new sneakers or getting a new workout about outfit or clothes that you feel comfortable in, so you're okay mm-hmm. going to the gym or working out, you know?
I have to fully disclose, I actually did purchase a few new pieces for the gym and wore them for the first time yesterday, and I felt so flashy and just like,
right,
hey,
yeah.
look, I'm here, I have something new, you know, some new sparkly clothes, and Target has some really great things
yes.
right now.
Plus the Target.
I think to Catherine's point of just, you know, kind of like, it's almost expressing gratitude, you know, being grateful that yes, you can physically be able to work out and you can, you know, take some steps and maybe hit the gym or take a class or do whatever you're able to do. I think, you know, that's personally for me something I'm trying to focus on a lot this year is just being grateful for the moments and day-to-day life and all the abilities that, you know, that my family and I have.
Yeah. I remembered what it was. So one of my things this year was I want to watch less TV, but that's negative, taking something out of your life. So instead, I'm going to focus on reading more. So if I read more, I'll automatically be watching less TV because I'm spending more time reading.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Look at the positive angle, what you can add versus what you can take away.
Wise market psychologist.
I was going to say, and that really goes along the same lines, too. If you really want to get back to, like, eating, you know, thinking, you know, instead, again, of adding things to your plate versus eliminating things, because we know, again, that doesn't work. So adding more nutritious ingredients to your plate, which, you know, ultimately will probably push out some of those less healthful ingredients
exactly.
that might be on your plate. So it's a good kind of combination in terms of eating as well, which
right.
is a more traditional kind of New Year's resolution piece.
Well,
but
I saw the word bucket list in the Healthy
That's
Bites
right.
magazine.
Yeah,
New
so
Year's bucket list. So
yep.
what are you talking about in the magazine in terms of diet and nutrition bucket list?
Yeah, so Beth had already mentioned, you know, trying a new cooking skill, trying a new cuisine. You know, if you really love eating Chinese takeout, maybe try to make it on your own. You know, we know that cooking at home is less expensive. You can more control the ingredients. So try, you know, try making that yourself. Prepare something you've never made before, spending time with family, you know, all the things that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I really love about this magazine, and it's going to continue throughout the whole year, is we have a 5 or less spread with 3 recipes. And all of them have 5 ingredients or less. So we know everybody's pressed for time. We want something that's really quick and convenient. I mean, what's easier than just putting 5 ingredients together? So here in this, the January-February magazine, it is some grain bowls. So those are kind of trendy right now. So we have an Asian chicken jasmine rice bowl, a Greek farro bowl, and a Southwest black bean quinoa bowl.
Well, they look pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And these high-definition color photographs are just crazy.
Know,
they look
so
like,
appetizing.
They look like they're sitting right there
I
on
know,
the
they
table.
Really do. It's
and
like
yeah.
a life-size image.
But 3 ingredients on the one element, right?
5 ingredients or less.
Yep. And they really only take like 15-ish minutes to make. It's more about preparing just the grain, actually, and then the rest of it's all assembly. So maybe you have to chop, I think, a bell pepper in the one, but otherwise it's just kind of like using different ingredients that you can just layer right on. And these are things I actually do regularly at home. So we're like,
yeah,
let's
too.
Bring this... Let's bring this to the magazine. So this will be something that'll be in each issue moving forward. And the recipe video for the Asian chicken jasmine rice is actually now on our Facebook page. It was just posted yesterday, so you can check it out and kind of see it. Actually, no, it was posted last week. But yeah, it's just a super easy technique, and it's a really easy way to get meals into your family.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you have a bucket list. Maybe just displace one meal that, you know, I might have, if I'm batching it at home, I might have hot dogs, macaroni and cheese. And,
yes. Do a grain bowl instead.
And cheesy broccoli. Well, I could certainly do a 5 or less.
Yeah.
You know,
see, that's simple for anybody.
I know how to make rice.
Anybody can
so.
Put that together.
Yeah, and actually, Mark, if you flip the page there, so on page 12 is really what I love about this new concept is you can see all the ingredients right there, and it's kind of like... you know, just a very simple way to follow a recipe. So to me, I'm all about visuals, and I think this is a really great way. Even if you have no cooking skills whatsoever, and this is a little bit unfamiliar to you, I think anyone could follow these very simple steps and assemble one of these wonderful grain bowls. So in each magazine, we'll have kind of a theme. So next month, it's focusing on different plant-based foods, and then we have some additional themes coming up throughout the year. So we're really excited with this new feature in the magazine.
Of course, it comes with coupons, so that's going to...
Of course.
Always good.
You at the store. Are you saying that I might not understand if it doesn't come with little pictograms? They hear the plus sign.
I think it kind of breaks up the whole recipe. It makes it a little bit more visually appealing and just kind of cool.
Right.
That
yeah.
wasn't aimed at you in
okay,
general.
Yes,
you.
No.
You in particular.
Right,
but if you're one of those folks that you're like, hey, you know, it's a new year. Let's follow, you know, a recommendation and try to experiment more in the kitchen. Cook more meals at home, which is, again, a really great intention to have for the year. This could be such an easy way to start, and it does not require special equipment. Or, you know, a lot of time. It's just very easy And again, the recipes are so easy to follow, too.
Well, and it says you have a picture of minute quinoa.
Yes.
So just like minute rice, minute quinoa. So there, it certainly simplifies things that, you know, this exists in that form, too.
Yep.
That you could get that and buy that. And plus, then you got a coupon for it. It's $1 off. So
yes.
Do you still double coupons at the store? Does that still happen at
stores? I think so, but I don't know the exact policy.
Yeah,
you'd have to visit our website.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I know how to do is to let my bride know about the gas points so I get more gasoline points.
That's right.
That's all I'm interested in at Wise Market. Sorry. All right. We have Beth Stark and Catherine Long with us, Healthy Living Coordinators, and they are really here to talk about the bucket list as it relates to New Year's. Also in the new magazine, as long as we're talking about Healthy Bites, what else might be in there? I saw some exercise tips, what might help you before and after a workout, so maybe you're exercising a little bit more because it's the new year.
Exactly. Yep. So there's some different recommendations for foods you might eat before a workout and foods to eat after a workout just to properly fuel your body and then to repair and restore your muscles after the fact. So there's some really great tips in there. And also just something that's new again in this kind of series of magazines this year is we announced a new campaign called Be a Better You. So in each magazine, you'll see a new kind of focus area. These are 6 healthy habits that the dietitian team has come up with that really anyone can benefit from. So they're just simple things to incorporate into your daily eating habits. And the intention is that if you do these things, you will eat more nutritiously and ultimately feel better and be a better you, hence the name of the program. So our January-February focus is to focus on fiber. So that can mean a lot of different things. It can mean incorporating more whole grains into your diet, more fruits and vegetables, more lentils, more nuts, more seeds, and that type of thing. So it's just a really easy way to, you know, up your nutritional status to, help combat maybe fluctuations in blood sugar. It can help to control weight. It can help to keep your cholesterol kind of in check if you're following other heart-healthy types of diet recommendations. So you'll find all of these different tips right in our magazine, and we will have a video that comes up on Facebook in just probably 2 weeks that will give you more information. But this is something that you'll have a new kind of habit to hopefully incorporate every 2 months throughout the year. So like I said, we have 6 habits that we'll be announcing throughout the year.
Developing some good new habits, not working desperately hard to eliminate old bad habits, but displace it with
Displace them, right.
I like that. That's a good system. All right. Displacement happens in my life all the time, so that works out. All right. We are going to take a quick break, but we're right literally in the middle of our interview with 2 members of the team of registered dietitians from Wise Markets with some sound advice about the bucket list of things you can do that primarily relate to cooking and diet and nutrition. So we'll keep that conversation going. We'll talk about some of the new recipes on the bucket list and the workout fueling for fitness. I think we could probably even delve into that a little bit farther. So I think that would help folks. So we'll continue that conversation when we return on WKOK Sunrise.
Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center doing a fabulous job, as always. Always wearing a couple of hats at the same time around here, so we appreciate that. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, so we're happy for his assistance as well. In the studio with us now, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets, Registered Dietitian, and Catherine Long, a Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian. They're part of the team of more than a half dozen registered dietitians at Wise Markets. You see them out in the store. Of course, we saw Erin Dunleavy last month, so we got to see her again, but she was banished to Enola, right? Is that where she's at?
She was down covering her Harrisburg market area, and now she's after returning from maternity leave, which she did have her baby soon after we were on the show. She'll be located in Danville, actually, and then Emily has now relocated to Harrisburg and Lancaster.
So Erin's
doing a little bit of switching around.
Well, yeah, but the growing family of registered dietitians.
That's right.
Congratulations to her. And happy birthday to you, Beth.
Thank you.
So you're becoming an adult.
The birthday queen is like I'm calling myself to my husband this morning. The birthday queen.
So today you get whatever you want.
That's what I hope to.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's talk about the new year that is here. You mentioned that instead of New Year's resolutions, maybe a bucket list. I think Catherine summed it up fine with the statement, let your pile of good things grow.
That's right. Think about adding things, adding good things instead of focusing on taking out things. Mm-hmm.
So just displace, you know, keep adding on the good things in your life, like maybe the exercise or maybe reading more,
right,
or whatever.
So by
it happens
reading
to be.
More, you'll just automatically watch less TV, which is one of my goals.
Okay,
right.
And then you have a nutritional and fitness series of conversations that we're having about this bucket list. One is to try maybe a new recipe. I suggested the new pot that my lovely bride got in her kitchen, but other things you could try.
Right. And I think to Catherine's point, too, you could easily add on the good things onto your plate as well, which will ultimately, you know, kind of displace some of those more unhealthful ingredients that would be on your plate. So, yeah, one of our favorites from the magazine is just to elevate your kitchen skills, maybe experiment with some new cooking techniques. One that's actually featured in the magazine is called The Blend. So we have a big focus on mushrooms in the magazine. So chopping up and incorporating finely diced mushrooms into recipes that have ground beef or ground turkey or ground chicken. It's a really easy way to add a lot of nutrition, a lot of flavor, and then you ultimately add more vegetables into your meal. So you'll learn more about that technique. That would be a good one to incorporate. Maybe even just seeding a pomegranate. Those are in season now. They look a little bit confusing. Maybe you're not sure what to do with them. They are delicious and so nutritious. So maybe try to like learn something like that, or you know, maybe it's using the new Instant Pot, or using something to braise meats, or you know, there's a lot of things you can do. We're also then just encouraging folks to try something new. So that doesn't have to even be in the kitchen. That could be maybe you try a new hobby, or maybe you experiment with a new exercise class, or you know, there's a number of art studios around. Maybe take a painting class, or do something just to kind of tap into your inner creative side and do something just a little bit different to enjoy, you know, your own time, you know, outside of work. And then preparing unfamiliar foods and cuisines. You know, Catherine suggested that if you like, you know, maybe Chinese stir fry or Asian dishes, you could easily incorporate some of those types of cuisine into your own home. You can do that much more healthfully than from a restaurant. And then you can just, you know, try to hone that new skill of cooking a new cuisine. And then last but not least, really, you know, whether it's in the kitchen or again elsewhere, just spending more time with family, putting the devices away in the evening, trying to keep the TV off, and just spending time together in conversation, whether it's at the dinner table, maybe it's, you know, kind of around the couches after dinner. You know, there's a lot of opportunities to incorporate more family time into your day, or just time in general with special ones. It doesn't have to be family. If it's special friends or, you know, coworkers or, you know, whomever, just carving out more time to spend with those special relationships.
Substitute words for stuff in your life,
yes.
I guess you could call it words
yes.
with your family.
More about experiences, yes, and quality time. Those are priceless types of things.
All right. You also talk about in the new year, fueling for fitness. Now, this is an article, right, from Healthy Bites where you're talking about what should you eat before a workout?
Right. So before and after. So it's really important to be properly fueled for a workout. So actually, just from my own experience, a couple weeks ago, I got really busy at work. I didn't have a snack in the afternoon. I didn't drink a whole lot. And I went to work out, and I actually didn't make it through my workout. I was just exhausted. I got a little dizzy. So ever since then, I really make sure that 1 hour before my workout, that seems to be what works best for me. So 1 hour before my workout, I have an apple with some peanut butter. It's just something to help me get through that. And I think, you know, if you start to exercise, you know, you become more in tune to those things. So making sure you have a snack. So something, for example, something small, maybe 30 to 60 minutes before your workout, something with carbohydrates in there to give you some energy to get through your workout. So like I said, an apple with peanut butter. You could do some crackers with cheese, some fruit, half of a bagel with some peanut butter, or you know, any type of nut butter, something like that. So that can get you through the workout. Now, after your workout, it's really important to replenish the sugar in your bloodstream and the protein and things like that. So trying to get a little bit of protein in there, even something like almonds or Greek yogurt, hard-boiled eggs, whole grain toast, again, with peanut butter or something like that. So it's really important to have that fuel to get through your workout and to recover afterwards.
In the magazine, you talk about pre-workout snacks, including a smoothie, so that's a little bit more elaborate. You'd have to be
right.
home for that, unless you take a blender to work. meal ideas for longer workouts, sort of beefing up with your carbs and so on, so prior to a
right.
workout.
So if you are, I guess it depends on the time of day you work out. So if you're working out right after work, you do want to make sure you have a good lunch that day and then a snack about an hour beforehand.
All right. And then post-workout snacks, a protein shake, carrot, turmeric. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Smoothie.
Turmeric smoothie. Yeah. Dates with nut butter, Greek yogurt, hard-cooked eggs, whole wheat toast. A lot of proteins there.
Yes.
Is that good after a workout?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so you want that combination. So then the protein helps to kind of replenish and restore and build muscle after you've done maybe a little bit of damage in exercise, which is kind of part of exercise. You know, so actually restoring with some protein afterwards could be good. You know, one of my favorite follow kind of like post-workout types of beverages as well is to have a little bit of chocolate milk, which there's some, you know, research done on chocolate milk because
you've
of
mentioned
the,
that a couple times.
The carb-fat protein ratio. It's kind of a really ideal combination that, you know, having a couple ounces of chocolate milk after, you know, some kind of workout, you know, if you're on the go, that could be a really good, easy solution. You don't need a blender. You don't need to slice or dice anything. You can just grab, you know, some chocolate milk and, you know, you can restore yourself the same way.
That has some sugar in it too, so there's an element
right,
of
exactly.
replenishment
so it's the
to that.
Yeah, the carbohydrates.
And you use the phrase couple ounces. If you buy it at the convenience store or Wise's,
right.
it's a
maybe
it's
like
what,
six to eight ounces, something like that. Yeah, I mean, I guess there are probably some larger types of, you know, ready to drink, you know, larger bottles. So, like, I would say probably not more than 8 ounces would be what you'd want to strive for.
All right, make sure you're getting a good workout. That would be a high calorie kind of refill or refresher, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
would it
if you do, like, there's a couple brands that are like 1%, you know, chocolate milk that could be good. Yeah, I don't know if I would do our Wyeth Signature Collection, which is a very decadent, which
very
I will say
rich,
it's delicious.
Yes.
A very rich decadent. I think it's a whole milk, so that one I probably wouldn't want to, you know, incorporate into an after workout type of routine, but, you know, a little bit of chocolate milk again if you're on the go and you grab something.
And I do want to mention too, I will never forget this. Like, it was probably a couple years ago where they were interviewing a celebrity and she said that, you know, after working out in strength training, she did not eat anything because she wanted to stay lean. Mm. And it just hurt my heart to hear that. It really did. So be sure to get, you know, trusted information from trusted professionals. Try not to, you know, listen to the celebrities, the fad diets. You really need to replenish your energy stores afterwards. There's a lot of research on there about what you do after, what you consume after you work out, and then your ability to exercise the following day. You need that recovery.
These are the only two celebrities you should listen to on these topics.
Hardly celebrities.
Yeah. You're also talking about fiber as part of the, what is it, new you? I'm sorry.
Be a better you.
Yeah,
so
better you.
It's kind of a new series that we've launched for the beginning of this year, and you'll find a new topic in each Healthy Bites magazine throughout the year. And this is actually the theme that the in-store dietitians are following as well. We're calling it Be a Better You. And really the intention is these are six healthy lifestyle habits that you can incorporate into your eating habits, really that anyone can incorporate into their eating habits to eat more nutritious foods, to hopefully feel better, and then ultimately be a better you. Our first focus is on fiber. Most folks do not get enough fiber. The minimum is around 25 grams of fiber per day, and you get fiber from whole grain bread, cereals, rice, pasta, fruits and vegetables, of course, beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, all plant-based foods, of course, which, again, we know most folks don't get enough fruits and vegetables, don't get enough whole grains, which, of course, translates into not getting enough fiber. But fiber, when it's kind of incorporated regularly into your diet, it can help to promote GI health, and we know gut health is really kind of a hot topic, and people are drinking kombucha and kefir and eating all these different like specialty types of things. But really, if you eat enough fiber, you should be able to satisfy your gut health needs. So incorporating more fiber is a benefit to that, helping to manage and lower your cholesterol, promoting optimal blood sugar levels, and also assisting with weight management. And really, when you eat foods that have more fiber, it takes longer to digest, which means you'll be fuller longer after a meal, so it can help to promote weight management as well. So there's really a lot of reasons to incorporate more fiber. So you'll find all of these tips actually on page 3 of the Healthy Bites magazine, and then we will have a quick video that comes up on Facebook probably in about 2 weeks that also talks about this new campaign. And we'll have a new kind of focus area every other month with the magazine.
Be a better you. Okay.
Yep.
Well, sound advice from our registered dietitians here. Oh, the food for thought section. Oh, yeah, that's got lots of good stuff. Dietary fiber mentioned there. Fiber is the focus of the kids page, too, in the Healthy Bites.
It is. I was just going to mention that, so thank you for
that.
Most kiddos don't get enough fiber either, and this is a really great recipe that uses pears and chia seeds and actually kiwi fruit to boost the fiber content. A lot of children do suffer from constipation, and again, a lot of children, it's hard to get fruits and vegetables in, and we recognize that. Sometimes a smoothie, though, is a fun and outside-the-box way to incorporate more healthful ingredients into your child. child's diet. So this is a good way to kill two birds with one stone, get some fruit in their bellies, get some fiber in there too, and do a good thing. And then there we actually have the recommendations for what a child should consume as far as fiber goes, which it's not that 25 grams as an adult would consume, of course.
All right, you're using the hashtag WiseBetterYou.
Yes. So as you're hopefully adapting some of these new changes into your lifestyle, we'd love to hear about it. You could share that hashtag and maybe a photo or maybe just, you know, a tip that you're following. Share that on our social media platforms. And then, of course, our Facebook page, our Facebook group, I should say. You know, that's where we're, you know, really Catherine's posting and one of our dietitians in near Philly is posting just, you know, a lot of really great information and articles and just motivational types of tips. So you could also share within our Facebook group as well. And if you're not a member, go to our Facebook page, go to groups, and then you can request your invitation. And we're going to invite anyone in.
WiseMarkets.com.